Blog Talk Radio. Welcome everyone to Cool Chick Radio here on what eventually will be Tenacity Radio, I promise. I am Tracy, the head chicken charger on these parts, and I am joined by my oh so sexy Miss Angela.
Oh good God. Did we have to do that one today?
Yeah, we did.
Not in like that kind of mood. I'm like in a wanna box the cop kind of mood today.
I know. Well, you know, and the thing is that this show is we're gonna be a little serious tonight for once. It's a difficult show for both Angela and myself because we have both God, I hate doing this.
This is why I'm not drinking.
Angela and I have both been part of domestic abuse in different aspects. Similar in some parts. We've both been emotionally abused. I guess a little backstory. The reason for this show was last Friday night, an amazing woman, pillar of the community, appeared to have a great life. Proved once again, you cannot judge a book by the cover. You cannot assume everything is happy just because somebody has a smile on their face in public. You cannot assume everything's okay. You need to take time to get to know people. You need to...
And make sure you ask the hard questions. Not everybody wants to ask the hard questions. Make sure you ask them, even if they're uncomfortable.
Right.
If somebody looks a little upset and something seems a little off, it usually is an indication that something is actually wrong.
Right. Unfortunately, last Friday night, Courtney Munson was murdered in front of three of her four kids by her husband.
Yep.
He shot her multiple times and then shot himself. Now, this killed me because I was friends with Courtney. She was an amazing person. My kids were friends with her kids. I mean, we all spent time together during wrestling. And it hit home with me because it reaffirmed, even though I've never once thought that I should go back ever, because I broke free. I did what a lot of people couldn't do and haven't been able to do. I broke free. I got out. But the truth is that it could have been me and it made me want to get sick because it could have been me.
Right.
It could have been me getting shot in front of my kids.
You've been emotionally abused and stuff by your ex where I've been physically, mentally and emotionally abused by mine. And when I heard this story unfolding over, like, that's what was fucking one county over for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the first thing that came to my head was, like, the flashback of mine putting the gun to my head. And I'm like, you know what? Like, it sucks. Like, it sucks to fucking hear about. And the thing that kills me with the whole situation that I went through today, and which we'll get into in a little bit, because I'm a little rowdy about that one. But the thing that kills me is, like, people don't think about that. Now, if you're going to take yourself out, that's on you. Obviously, you got some sort of mental issue within yourself that you should probably seek help for. And obviously, once again, if you don't realize that somebody has a problem, they seem a little off that day, don't be afraid to ask them. But don't fucking take out the wife, too. Like, seriously, don't take out your significant other because, like the shit that I posted today about suicide, you're not thinking of anybody but yourself. Like, seriously, you're not. Like, okay, your life might suck today and you want to go, like, you're going to take yourself out. You're not thinking of your mom, your dad, your sister, your brother, your cousin, your uncle, your best friend, even your fucking mailman. Like, you're not thinking of those people. You're just thinking of yourself initially. And then you're going to go ahead and take somebody else out with you? Like, all right, ruthless bastard. Like, fuck. Oh, makes me sick. If I could go to that freaking thing on Friday, I totally would. But I can't because family is coming into town.
Yeah, well, that's okay. But yeah, they're having a vigil for Courtney and her kids. They're having that on Friday.
And about domestic violence. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's
the whole thing about domestic violence. And I've seen a couple people ask, like, why did you post the purple ribbon thing? Like, is that for Prince? No, it's for domestic violence. It's not for Prince.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. I had to clarify that one because not everyone.
You know, the thing is that a lot of people kind of, one of the things that bothers me is that people laugh off emotional abuse. And honestly, those are just, they're scars that you just can't see.
You know, I've said a million times over, I would rather take a fucking blow to the face by a man again and again and again and again than have to deal with the damage of the scars within of the fucking emotions. Like, and it kills me because people are like, oh my God, you've been hit in the face by a dude. It ain't about that. That shit heals and goes away. Yeah, it sucks to think about once in a while, but it's the other shit that goes along with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it takes a lot to recover from. I mean, it takes a long time to get over somebody saying that, you know, no one's ever going to love
you're
you.
You're worthless.
Shit human being. You're fat, even if you're not. You can't cook. You're useless. You're just a horrible person. I mean, the minute
you're never going to amount to anything. You can't make it without me. It's going to be hell without me. I gave you this. I gave you that. You're lucky to have the shit that you have. Blah, 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 blah. And you suck a fucking fat one, asshole. Ugh.
Yeah. I'm never going to want you. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
I could go on with that shit.
It sticks with you, and it's always in the back of your mind, and it pisses me off when people are like, one person in particular keeps telling me that I need to heal. And I was like, you know what? You fucking say that again, and I'm going to punch you in the throat. I'm like, I am at peace with it. Does it haunt me? Yes, it does. I'm not going to lie. It haunts me. It haunts me all the time. Mm-hmm. Because I always wonder in the back of my mind, am I ever going to be good enough? Even though I know I am, being told that repeatedly for 11 years, it haunts you, you know? And
right.
I know that you know that, Angela, that, I mean, the thing is that once you break free, are you
mm-hmm.
free? Really? Kind of. You know, and the thing is that it
depends. I don't know. Like, I've been told, even recently, they're like people that I know and people who know me well and don't know me very well. They're like, oh, you're like the strongest person I ever met in my life. Blah blah blah. Like, I don't know how you do it. And like, those words are very encouraging. Yes,
right.
But the reason I do what I do and the reason that I am who I am is because of the shitty ass stuff that I've gone through. Like, I'm not just like a kind person who helps people and wants to be there for people because that's just something that I like to do. No, like, I've been through some shit that nobody else has been through. I have lived a life that not normal people walk through. I have gone through things that, like, I've been told even by therapists, a lot of people have killed themselves because of this. It makes me stronger, yeah, but, like, shit, just recently I went through a really hard time. I was actually just talking to one of my AOW brothers about this. Like, if I hadn't reached out to a couple people just not, like, I mean, we're talking within the last week. Like, I don't even know where the hell I'd be. Like, it's been hard because, now I'm going to bring up domestic violence again because I was with my domestic abuser's family over the weekend. And it was the same thing. Like, it was the same shit. Like, I went through that, like, my ex-sister-in-law had sat there and gotten my son's face and called him worthless. My son is 11.
Right.
Not something you want to do. Like, you don't go after my kids, even if you're drunk or whatever it is. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, you don't do that. Grab the basket out of my room. You don't talk bad about kids. Like, I don't care if you're drunk, not drunk, whatever. That's abuse right there. Like, you don't get in an 11-year-old's face and you start talking bad to them. You just don't do that. So I got put into a bad spot all over again. Like, the things that she was saying was things that I've heard before, and all I kept thinking was, you're not going to do that to my child, so I put my child away and beat the shit out of her. Not saying that that's okay and I don't condone fighting, but she deserved it. But even, like, no, she really did. Like, I'm going to lighten this up a little bit. I beat the fucking shit off that bitch's face. Oh, my God, it felt amazing. And the best was, you know you're wrong. You know you shouldn't have done it. When the bitch texts you 2 days later and apologizes for what she did. Yeah.
Oh, she did?
But I didn't respond. Oh, yeah, she did. She's like, I'm so sorry. And I know I'm not going to go to the cops. You better not. I'll come back up there and do it again. But anyways, no. So to go along with this shit, while I was up there, I got a phone call from my very good friend. And she wanted me to go to court with her daughter today. Mm-hmm. So yep. I did. Now, mm-hmm. she's 18 years old. Mm-hmm. And she was with this guy for 2 years. It was her first relationship, and everything was all nice and mushy and honky-dory and love and whatever. So, you know, being a friend, of course I'm going to go with your daughter. Like, I ain't going to let her go by herself. I ain't ever been to court a day in my life because I don't get caught. But I went, and I saw it, I conquered. And apparently you go into a courtroom, and, like, when there's, like, other things, like, your initiated time is 9 o'clock. No, there's, like, 15 motherfuckers behind you or in front of you, and it's like, all right, well, this is fun. So you got to listen to everybody else's story. Now, this was like the restraining order area, I guess. I don't know. I had never been to fucking jail or court or whatever. So it was like restraining orders, and then what's the other one? Protection orders. And I'm like, all right. So we're sitting there, and like this dude hasn't even showed up yet. Now, the reason that she's pressing these charges is because he threatened her, threatened her job, threatened her life, threatened, like, her family, like, was talking about, like, busting the windows out of the fucking gas station she works at. Like, who does that? Like, if you want to be mad at me, take it up with me. But yet, you're the one who broke up with her. So, all right, cool. So, I mean, it's young, but at the same time, it's adult situations when you're 18.
Right.
So, now, her new boyfriend is with her, and he, like, it's 9 o'clock, and I'm like, oh, he's not here. I'm, like, hyping her up. Like, he's not here. There's nothing to worry about. Like, it's totally cool. Like, we're going to walk through this. They're going to be like, oh, yep, dismissed. Like, you got what you needed. No, motherfucker showed up at, like, 9:15. I'm like, shit. And I, like, look at him because I know him. You know, I've known him for, like, the past couple of years, and she looks at him and, like, she starts welling up with tears. Now, I know what that feels like when you see an abuser or somebody that's, like, fucking walks into a room. Like, you're like, fuck. Like, all those emotions come back, and you're like, ugh. And, you know, she even had said when we were sitting outside, she's like, he makes me feel stupid when I talk, and that's what he's always done. And I'm like, don't let him control how you feel. Like, no, we're not going to let that happen.
Right.
So I'm Mama Baron. Like, he's on the other side of the courtroom, and I'm just mean mugging the shit out of him.
Good.
Every time he looks over, I'm like, grr. Like, so we go up to the stand, and this motherfucker says, they're like, you know, hey, sir, blah, blah, blah. Like, this is what they're saying. Do you want to say anything against that, or do you just want to go ahead and proceed and, you know, give him the restraining order and move on? Motherfucker goes, yeah. I'm like, I'm prepared for war. And like, you just want to bow down? All right, cool. Like, this makes it even easier. So we go to walk out of the courtroom. Now, mind you, there's like maybe 20 feet from like the courtroom door to the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he walks out first. He takes his precious ass time. Why wouldn't he? Like,
right.
You're going to be a dick. You're going to make it obvious. Like, I'm here. Ha ha. I'm going to wag my tail on your face.
Mm-hmm.
He like stops. He like leans over, takes a drink out of the drinking fountain. And there's only like two ways to get downstairs, the stairs or the elevator.
Mm-hmm.
So we're walking out, and I'm like, okay. So I'm like, all right, we're going to take the stairs. They're going to take the elevator. I don't have a restraining order against them. I can say whatever the fuck I want to. So I'm like, all right, guys, let's take the stairs. So we start taking the stairs. We, like, there's 10 stairs landing, 10 stairs landing, 10 stairs. All right, got it? Good. So we get to, like, I'm at the 7th to the 10th step down.
Mm-hmm.
This motherfucker just got a restraining order on him.
Mm-hmm.
Yells, y'all bitches ain't shit. Y'all bitches ain't shit. Okay, that's cool. So I turn around and I'm like, we ain't even going to do this. Like, we're just going to keep walking. We're just going to keep going. We're not going to play into his little game.
Mm-hmm.
So we keep going. He obviously wants to be an instigator. All right, I get that because I'm an instigator too. So he comes to, like, the second level, follows us down the stairs. Like, again, you just got a restraining order. Why would you even want to, like, entertain the idea to fuck with this person.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like another 7 feet in between us. Now, my friend's new boyfriend is like in front of her, and then like he's in the front, she's in the middle, I'm in the back, and then like 5 feet behind me is these other people.
Mm-hmm.
He literally, like, what the hell did he say again? Oh, he goes, "I got hitters," which apparently means in like the hip hop Ebonics world, younger class world, means like they've got people to come after and beat your ass. So then I turn around.
Oh,
they kill you. Oh, well, that's good.
Oh.
I've got a bat too. So anyway, so I turn around and like my like red flag rises. I'm in high heels that now I hate wearing. Oh God, suffocation of really close. So I turn around and I'm like, I was like, "Are you fucking stupid?" I'm like, "I don't have a fucking restraining order on you." I'm like, "I would watch my fucking mouth if I was you, buddy. Like, you just got a restraining order because you were threatening her, because you threatened to kill her and her family. Like, why, where in your head would you be like, yep, I've got people, don't worry. Like, who does that? Like, really, honestly, who does that?" So, me being the person that I am, I'm like diffusing the situation because they're young and I don't really feel like fighting in the courthouse because that'd be kind of bad. So we're walking and I see three sheriffs and I'm like, all right. So I grab one. I'm like, "Do you want to help?" And he's like, "Oh yeah, it kind of looks like you need some." I'm like, "Yeah, you might want to put your cell phone away, buddy." So he comes and he grabs them and I bring my party outside. Like, all right, y'all need to calm down because her boyfriend's ready to kill the ex-boyfriend. So we walk outside. And then we go and I calm him down and we come back like 30 minutes later and we start talking to the police because obviously he's got a restraining order on him. You can't threaten her. You can't talk to her. You can't be within 2 blocks of her. But you threaten her on the way out of court. So I go and I talk to this cop. He wants nothing to do with me. And I'm like, that's great. That's fantastic because I'm like the mom in the situation. But then on top of that, he goes to talk to her, and he starts asking her if, like, this was instigated on our end, which it wasn't.
Oh,
but
wow.
The cop wouldn't even give me, like, the time of day to talk about this when she's visibly upset because she just got a restraining order on this guy, and he's threatening her again. So I'm fuming at this point. He won't even give me the time of day. He won't talk to me or anything. And then, like, we leave, and I call the county, and I call the police department again, and I'm talking to them again. And all they have to say is, "A restraining order is a piece of paper." Okay, I get that. But it's a piece of paper under oath that's supposed to protect somebody against this person who has threatened to hurt them or harm them.
Right.
Apparently that's according to the police officer and the three that I've talked to, "Well, it's just a piece of paper, ma'am." Okay, well, now here's my other problem. When women, even men, because I've heard men have to go through this too, but I'm talking about myself and my situation at this time. Me, as a woman who has been beat 12 times by the same person, called the police 4 out of those 12 times, needed help 4 out of those 12 times. And the last time that my ass got beat, I had a fractured nose, and the thing that connects your lip to your gum was bleeding, and I was spitting blood out in front of a police officer covered in bruises. And all he had to say was, "Well, there was drinking involved, so you know what? We're just going to let him stay the evening here. Hope that's all right with you." No, it's not okay with me. And I want him locked up. And I have 3 witnesses that saw this.
Right.
And she has 2 witnesses that heard and saw this person threaten her. And you want to tell me you're not going to do anything? And you wonder why people in domestic violence situations don't reach out for help is because there isn't any. Like, there's none. And when they do, and nothing gets done, shit like what happened to Courtney fucking happened. And then you're like, "Oh, well, there was like 12 domestic calls to this house in the past year. Oops."
Yeah.
Like, I heard the radar shit for Courtney's house last Friday. I listened to the police, like, "Well, they're screaming. Oh, well, we're on our way. Oh, well, the neighbor said that there's gunshots. Oh, well, we're going to be there in like 5 minutes. Like, seriously?
Yeah.
So what's going to happen? Like, and even that's like what my friend's daughter's mother had said was, she's like, "Well, I want to know the cop's name because if something happens to my daughter, he's going to be the first motherfucker I go after."
Yeah.
Like, how are you not going to do anything? Like, yeah, that shit, oh, gets under my skin.
Yeah, I know. You know, the thing is that, I mean, step one is just stop being afraid to say something, I think would be the best thing. I mean, you know, and I absolutely give your friend's daughter absolute credit for going and getting the piece of paper, even though it's just a piece of paper, but she stood up for herself.
Uh-huh.
You know, and that's something that a lot of people don't do. You know, that's something, you know, for some of us, like for me, it took me 11 years to stand up for myself. You know, and here she is at a very young age doing something that, you know, I as a grown woman couldn't do until a lot later. You know, so I absolutely give her credit. Anybody who can stand up and say, you know what, this is, I've had enough. I mean, I absolutely give them credit, you know, because then they don't have to go through what we've gone through with the years of, you know, being beat down and having to rebuild yourself. I mean, I'm not saying that there's not damage. There is.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks.
Mm-hmm.
It's horrible. However, you don't have decades,
right.
10 plus of.
Like, don't stay in it for 11 years like we did. Like, if you're going to learn anything from this show tonight, leave now.
Smarter than us, please. We're idiots. We stayed.
Right.
But, you know, the thing is that, you know, we stayed, we tried, you know, whatever, and, you know, and we finally got smart. Be smarter than us.
Right.
Please be smarter than us.
Right.
You know, and the thing is that for us, the road to becoming quote unquote normal again definitely has been interesting, because part of that is trying to date again.
Now, what a joke.
Because I'm sorry guys, but you know what? Trying to date somebody who's been to hell and back, the first thing that we need you guys to be consistent. No mind.
No shit.
No hide and go seek. We need
you. Yes, ma'am.
If you're going to say good morning every day, goddamn it, plug it into your phone and have it just automatically.
Somebody has a fucking alarm clock.
We need that. You know, don't. You know,
right.
If we push you away, and we will, because that's just what we do. That's how we protect ourselves when feelings get involved.
Don't say the F word. Yeah.
I know it happens every once in a while. I trip and fall in.
Oh my God! I forget who the hell I was talking to, and I think I know. No, I'm pretty positive I know who I was talking to. They said, like, the F word, and then I sent back Fuzzy Bunny, and then I sent a picture.
You know, the thing is that, you know, I completely admit I am a runner because I get scared, because I'm terrified that if I let somebody in again, that... I'm not holding
it's gonna...
I'm trying to
right.
protect, if that makes any sense.
Right.
I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, everybody deals with it in a different way. You know, some of us need more consistency. Some of us need to feel safe. Some of us need to not be approached quickly, Angela.
What? Me? No!
You're just a little skittish. Just a hint, but that's okay. After everything you've been
through. Me? No.
You know, like in my case, what I need is I need consistency and I need to feel safe. And, you know, that's how to get me to open up. Now, has anybody done those two things at the same time? I'm still single. I guess that's the thing that I try and say, but I don't say it, if that makes any sense. That's
what I love how you get, you know what's funny? Is you get so tripped up on your, like, words when you start talking about the F word.
I do, because it's like, I just get like, ugh. like, if I say it out loud, then it could happen. And, oh, God.
See, this is why I let you talk about this stuff, and then I just stay quiet. I'm over here like, oh, look at this pizza.
You think it's fucking hilarious, because I have trouble talking about feelings and, like, letting people in, and, you know, it's
I just choose not to talk about it. See, I'm the one who doesn't talk about it. You talk about it. See, go ahead. Carry on. Carry on my wayward son.
Sometimes just not. You talk. We talk about it as often. I don't know. I mean, it's one of those things where when you start getting things like that, it's scary for us.
It's gross. It's gross.
It sometimes is gross, and sometimes it's just annoying. I don't know. I guess it takes a lot for me to even get to that point where I could potentially have any type of emotion towards anybody other than, let's see, do I punch you in the dick or the throat? I mean, that's really my main emotion when I'm around people.
Hey. That is domestic violence, and we're steering clear of that topic to this evening. We're not talking about punching males or females in any sort of junk.
Well, if they're annoying, I will. But then again, it's just my...
Not really.
It's my...
It's our expression, but...
Right. So, yeah. It's, I mean, I give anybody credit who can do that, to try and date anybody who's been in that situation, being very understanding, I think would help a lot. I don't know.
Fair.
Just not being a douche, I think, helps a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Situation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so I was trying to hang out with one of my guy friends last night, and he got all, like, stupid, and, you're super pretty, and I was like, uh-uh. Bye, Felicia.
You're super pretty. Thanks. That's super.
Yeah, no. You should come here and give me a hug. I was like, I'll give you an air five.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, I'm going to sit around and knit socks and talk about my feelings, too. Good luck.
Mm-hmm. I like to skip everyone back down to the friend zone.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's really funny. I've had a couple people ask me, they're like, you're kind of cold. Do you have any emotions? I'm like, yeah, sometimes I get hungry.
Right?
That's an emotion.
Mm-hmm.
I admit it. I'm difficult. I'm a challenge. I'm a handful. I admit it. Good luck.
Mm-hmm.
No.
But I'm worth it.
It's not always a challenge. Sometimes it's just an honest warning. You know, it's like, mm-hmm. Hey, guess what? I'm a giant pain in the ass. And I admit it. Now what?
Right. Or the best is like when they always play the mind games.
Ugh.
And then you start to open up a little bit, and then all of a sudden, poof, bye.
Yeah. Yeah, we limit the whole opening up until it's a bit more appropriate.
Mm-hmm. All right, now that I'm done eating.
Ooh, what were you eating?
Fucking Pizza Hut, stuffed crust pizza. Fuck yeah.
Delicious.
Mm-hmm. But no, like, seriously, I think we should do like a domestic violence run or something.
Alexandra House.
I know they have them. We just gotta figure out where they is.
Well, I can send you the information because they're having, a team Courtney, like a team
Like, I don't want to do, like, no visual walk for it or nothing like that, because I don't want to get all, like, emotional and have to think about stuff. So I just, like, would rather run and not think about stuff, because, like, the breast cancer run that I did, they had, like, this long, like, share your story bullshit kind of thing. It's not bullshit, but I just don't like to do feelings. So, like, literally, they started talking about it, and I started bawling, because I went in honor of my aunt, and it was just really fucking sad. So then I did a March of Dimes run, and that was even sadder because I had a preemie, and that was super sad. And then I was hearing stories, and then I, like, damn near lost my – so maybe if I go to a domestic violence one, I could just, like, put in my earbuds and not listen to the stories. Because honestly, like, domestic violence, like, I've got PTSD. And from my domestic violence, I do have traumatic brain injury. So – I don't want to, like, that's like, if I go and I hear about it, or, like, even today in court, like, there was a girl that came in, and there was, like, a whole family of people, and so obviously this guy had a lot of people behind him, and then this lady comes in, and she's sitting on the side that I'm on, and she's crying, and I'm like, okay, well, then she was called before us, and it was a domestic violence protection order. And she was with the Alexandria House, which I've talked to the Alexandria House with my situation before. So I kind of know what the Alexandria House is. And I'm like, fuck. Like, the first thing that popped in my head is I looked at the girl that I was with, the one that I was helping, and I was like, if I have to hear this story, I might have to get up and leave. Because it is a trigger, and it's hard to hear about. But it's like when I heard about the whole Courtney shit, like, I got instantly pissed off and angry.
Right.
But when I seen this girl crying, and every time she looked over at the guy, he started crying even harder. And, like, they actually had to put, like, the judge was like, do you guys want to take a break? Do you got to go to the bathroom? She couldn't even talk. Like, she couldn't even say her name to be like, hi, I'm so-and-so. Like, she couldn't even do it. And I'm like, if you can't look this man in the eye and you can't even manage hardly being in the same room as this man, clearly something fucking bad happened, and I don't think I can even hear it.
Yeah.
Oh. There is a special place in hell for domestic violence people.
Yes, there is. Absolutely.
I kind of throw them up there with pedophiles, personally. It's my thing.
Yeah.
If any man thinks it's okay to beat a woman, or a woman even, like, thinks it's okay to beat a man, like, yeah, no. Because I've heard stories from men, like, that have gotten their asses kicked by women. Like, who the fuck do you think you are? Like, where in there does it say, you know what, I love you so much, I'm just going to punch you in the face? Like, no.
But you know,
that's not okay. That's not love. Like,
even toxic relationships where you just keep spiraling down to just the nasty stuff constantly, it's not good. You know, that's not good for anybody. And it needs to stop, and you need to get away from it, because it's just not good. Because who wants to live like that, you know? Your life is supposed to be happy, not miserable. You know, how can you be...
Yeah.
A happy, productive part of society if, you know, I mean, the thing is that there's depression because of a chemical imbalance, and depression because you're around assholes. Depression because you're around assholes is easily treated by leaving, but you need to build yourself up. You need to be ready for that, and sometimes it's just a matter of taking a leap of faith, and that could be the scariest thing you've ever done in your entire life. I know. I did it. I accidentally said that I wanted a divorce. I didn't plan it. That was not part of my plan. I had planned it for like 6 months after that, but that's not how it worked out. It just kind of happened, and I took a leap of faith, and I didn't know how it was going to work. I closed my eyes, and I just trusted in God, universe, angels, whoever, or everybody, that it was going to be okay. Now, has it been easy? No. It hasn't been easy. You know, have I had money? Absolutely not. You know,
Right.
you know, I've taken my turn at the food shelf. I've, you know, had to borrow money. I've had to pawn things. I've had to, you know, work extra jobs and work a lot. And now that I have fought, and I've fought so hard to get to where I am, there is no way I'm going back. No way. Now that I am where I'm at, and I'm not even close to where I want to be, but I am well on my way now. And it's been 4.5
right.
years. Now that I'm where I'm at, and I'm as strong as I am, now I'm in a position to where I want to start buying properties so that way people in this situation, not just women, but men too, if they need to get out, they can. You're not stuck. You don't have to pile, you know, everybody into a car. You don't have to do that. You can have somewhere to go. You can start your life, because I was given a shot by my family. They helped me get my life going again. And I want to do that for other people. I want to be that person to give somebody the hope that it's going to be okay. And to not have to, I mean, I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying, you know, it's not, it's hard. It's hard as hell, but it's easier than staying. You know, it's only scary until you figure out that, you know, you could be Courtney. Don't be Courtney. Get out.
Yeah. Yeah, like that adds, from the sound of it, like, she was just scared to reach out to anybody about it. And, like, you know, it took me till I moved back here for me to talk about it. And I had been going through it for 7 years. Because the first time I had ever talked, no, it was 9 years. Because the first time I had ever talked about it, people were like, oh, yeah, like, you're full of shit. I remember one of my friends saying, prove it. Like, it says it on my medical chart that I am a victim of physical violence. Like, it literally says, Angela blankety blank blank was born on this day. And then you go under, like, ongoing issues. It says victim of physical abuse.
But the thing,
like,
is that I've spent time around,
like,
you, ex, and it's obvious. You don't even have to know the situation to be able to just read it.
Right.
Because you're not the same.
Right. Yeah. There was shit. Do you remember, like, when we went to that one show, like, a couple years ago, and you were bringing me back home, and you're like, what's wrong? Like, your whole body language changed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, nothing. And you're like, you're such a liar. Like, what is going on? I'm like, oh, nothing. Life is great. Ha, ha, ha. Like, I mean, you really, like, if you pay attention to little signs with people, like, even as you get to know them, or you know who they are, like, as you get to know, like, that person, there's little things that are kind of easy to pick up. The body language when they're, like, going and coming, the way that they're constantly checking their phone. Like, do you remember I had to take selfies everywhere I went?
Yep.
Like, you have to take a selfie everywhere that you say that you're going. Like, I mean, it's insane. And, like, even now, like, if I hear any guy say that to a girl or anything, like, along those lines, or I really listen to my friends more than ever, because I don't want to see anyone else go through it. But at the same time, like, I'm hypersensitive to it. So, like, I mean, one guy says something wrong around me or to me, or even, like, one of my guy friends is joking around, like, says something that is out of line or something that he would have said. It's like, oh, fuck, like, it puts me in a spot. It's a PTSD thing, but it's, like, it's not funny. Like, don't fucking say that. And some people are, you know, genuinely joking and, like, you know, like, being with the same person since I was 17. And I thought, like, I remember being 22, 23 and asking my friends, like, I remember sitting outside and I was really bitter towards them one day. And I was like, you know, is it normal, like, that you have to ask to go to the grocery store to, like, you literally have to ask, is it okay? Can I go do this to get this? Like, and you have to be specific. And, like, they kind of thought I was crazy, but that's all I knew. Like, I didn't know any better. Like, that's the, you know, when you're with the same person since you're 17, you don't really know anything outside of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, it's not normal. Like, you know, really pay attention to the things that your friends talk about, because, shit, I know guys that have been fucking beat, and they, like, one of my guy friends said the other day, like, I was literally joking around and not really thinking. And then I was like, oh, I should just smack you in the face. And I said it, you know, completely sarcastic, totally joking. Not like I was going to do it because I wouldn't. But he's like, well, it wouldn't be the first time. Like, that seems to be the going rate with all the girls that I hang out with. And I was like, what? I was like, I was totally kidding. And he's like, mm-hmm. well, it is. And I was just like, you know, that's not okay, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
you don't do that. Like, what?
Yeah.
Well, and that's just like you. You know, my two friends that just went through some shit like this too. Like,
mm-hmm.
they got drunk and things got out of hand, and
mm-hmm.
he got his ass kicked. Like, literally.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, I don't know.
I know there was there was one time not too terribly long ago, I was standing and I was talking to one of my other friends. And she asked me if, you know, if I went here or went there or whatever. And I said, well, no. And she's like, well, you know, why? And I said, I wasn't allowed to. And she's like, well, what do you mean? I was like, did you forget? I was for 11 years, I wasn't allowed to have friends. I wasn't allowed to go anywhere. If I went anywhere, he had to be with me. You know, if I was at work, I had to check in with him. I wasn't allowed to really talk to my mom, couldn't talk to my sister, couldn't go to any family functions without him, you know, couldn't go to, you know, sporting anything, couldn't hang out with my friends, wasn't allowed to have friends at all, couldn't talk
right.
on the phone, anybody, couldn't be on the internet without me sitting, you know, him sitting right next to me to monitor everything. You know, there was nothing I could do. And at one point I was at my aunt's house, and I'll never forget this. He had given me a necklace, and my cousin looks at me and she goes, wow, that's a really great necklace. I'm like, yeah, it's a great collar, isn't it? And she's like, what? I'm like, yeah, it's, you know, might as well, you know, pretty dog on a leash, can't go anywhere, chained in the yard, might as well make it gold, right?
Right.
So, I mean, it was one of those things where I would let things like that kind of slip out when he would walk out of the room, and no one said anything and no one asked me about it. It was one of those things where if somebody says that now and I hear that, am I going to figure out a way to talk to you about it? yeah, I am. Because it's not a joke. Like, it's not funny when people say that, because it's serious. And somebody saying, hey, look, this is happening and I don't know how to fix it. I don't know how to make it better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's no joke. And, you know, like you said, you know, just pay attention. Listen to people. Watch body language. Listen to what they say. People say things and they kind of give it away all the time.
Right.
You know?
It's like people, like, just don't. And, like, some people tend to think people are just being dramatic. And they're not. Like,
right.
Really pay attention and focus, because you'll never know.
The thing is that sometimes the people who you think are being dramatic are really not. It's just the tip of the iceberg, because you don't even know everything that's gone on. I will never tell anybody everything that happened, because I don't want to, because I don't want to relive it. It's done, gone. I've made peace with it. I buried it. It's over and done with. You know,
right.
But, you know, could it have been different? You know, like if the several times that I had to bring my kids in for dislocated shoulders or elbows, that wasn't because they were playing. It was because my ex
right.
was whipping around, and I would have to
right.
take the kids to the hospital, and never once was I questioned why that happened.
Right. Oh, I remember those days.
You know, I mean, you know, and then I get mad at myself for letting that happen. You know, how as a mom could I stand there and let this happen? But you're just terrified and you feel like you're stuck, and until you figure out how to get out, you're paralyzed. But
no.
I mean,
right.
maybe if somebody would have listened and offered help,
no.
maybe right. it would have been different.
Right.
I don't know.
Here, let's go. Dang, pit bull. Big old floppy head. Sorry.
That's all right.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. That's fucking, like, people don't ask questions. And that's, like, you know, even with my my oldest child, we're like, I can't even count how many times he's been smacked in the face so hard he couldn't even go to school the next day because he had fingerprints across his face.
Mm-hmm.
And I snapped, like, and even this last time I got my ass kicked by my ex, like, I fucking snapped. I was like, oh, hell no, like, I'm not doing this again. And I remember, like, all right, this is it. Like, whatever happens, happens. If I don't make it out of this, at least I stood up for myself. And I remember, like, taking the blows to the face, and I'm like, fuck it. I walked into my garage, spit a bunch of blood out of my mouth, fucking ripped out my extensions out of my hair, walked back at him. I was like, fuck you. And I just fucking went at him. Like, I was not going to stop. I remember him being on the ground, and I'm just like, fuck you, how the fuck does it feel, this bullshit, not condoning any of this to anybody,
right,
or to say to do this, but when you've had enough, and you've called the cops however many times that I have called the cops, and you've dealt with it, and you've gone through it, and you can't take it anymore, like, there comes a point where you're like, fuck this, and you just gotta stand up for yourself.
Yep.
Again, not condoning, because, trust me, when they hit back pretty fucking hard. However, like, you know, especially when there's booze involved. However, all that aside, like, and that, you know, it is, for those of you who don't know, if somebody takes a cell phone from you when they're beating your ass, that is a felony, just to let you know.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Because you are trying to block a 911 call from somebody trying to protect themselves and or be safe. It is a fucking felony, and it is 2 years in jail. 2 to 4 years in jail, depending. Yeah, it is a felony. Like, you cannot do that. And I remember the last time that I, the time before the last time that I got my ass kicked, he took my phone.
Mm-hmm.
He took, do you remember that? I remember calling you. He took my phone. I could not leave my house. He pulled the spark plugs out of my car, which, by the way, is a felony.
Yep.
He took the spark plugs out of my truck. I could not leave my house for 2 weeks. Like, I was literally under house arrest under his demand.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you would think, like, you know, my friends who know me, who know that I have Facebook, who know that I text them all the time. Like, there's, you know, there's a handful of people I talk to every single day that I don't not talk to you, you being one of them. Like, you can't, if you don't hear from people, figure out a way to get to them because something's going on. Like,
yep.
It's not a joke.
Mm-mm. No, it's not. It's a very, very, very serious thing.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be aware of it.
Yeah. I mean, we like to have fun. We like to talk about fun shit. We
mm-hmm.
always do. But there's some days that we like to pull out the seriousness on you.
Yeah, well, you know, every once in a while you got to drop a little knowledge and, you know, just encourage people to not be dumb like us.
Yeah, like,
you know,
there's plenty of hotlines. Obviously, there's plenty of hotlines. There's plenty of things to, like, reach out for. And now, if you have an ex like mine, that will try and go through your phone and try and figure out, like, the reason they're going through your phone is not just insecurity issues. They're trying to make sure you're not saying anything.
Yep.
Part of their
oh,
control.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mine did that for a really long time. If you cannot go ahead and contact a police officer, contact somebody to reach out to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Tell your friends. Like, seriously, just tell one of your friends. Make up a name to send them, or a stain or a something, or like a call sign to them when something's going on. Like,
nope.
You have to figure it out. Like, don't sit and wait.
Mm-hmm.
Don't wait 7 years.
Yeah, I mean, that's
trust me, it's not fun being run over by a car. It's not fun at all. It's not fun watching your ass get beat. It's not fun having to have your children ask you what happened to you. It's not fun making up some bullshit story to go to the fucking hospital. Like, just be open about it. Like, don't hold it in forever. And you'll be surprised, because there will be some asshole friends that walk away from you. but shit's going to happen, and they weren't your fucking friends anyways, obviously, or clearly, because who the fuck's going to condone some shit like that?
Right.
But you'll be surprised. Like, it happens a lot more often than you think. It's like 1 in 4 women and men get abused in relationships. Like, it's fucking ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, peace and butterflies, God damn it.
All right. Well, we got 2 minutes left. So, is there anything coming up that you want to talk about real quick?
I will be at the Max on Friday with Slapshot.
Rumor has it
I'm singing. And I will be sober. I'm sober cab that night. Woohoo. Mill City Night on Friday. There's the Battle of the Bands, Avia, Vaudeville, Ashes from Stone, and Anti-Star. So make sure you go. Put in your vote. Make sure you tell them I said hi, because they're going to kill me that I'm not going. I haven't told any of them I'm not going. But make sure you go cast your vote. I'm voting for Anti-Star all the way. I'm always going. I'm going to go for my rookies. I love them so much, and they're the most humble guys I know. Go for Anti-Star. Since I can't make it, I need my army to be behind me and go for me.
Great.
Please, 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 please. And then come see me at the Max.
That's perfect. All right, make sure that you like us, love us, share us, because Cool Chick Radio likes to be liked, and we love to be shared, but only on social media, because social media is the only place that two women like to be shared, guys, really, because if you try and share us in person, we will punch you in the junk. Make sure that you check out Tenacity Radio, because I promise, we will be on there hopefully next week, and everything will be hunky-dory and off to the races. But until then, make sure you get out there and make those bad decisions this weekend, because those bad decisions are not going to make themselves. So we will see you next week. Peace out. Mm-hmm.